This is a HeadGum Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Unbound. Chili, have you heard about Unbound?
I have. I got some of that in the mail.
Oh, yeah?
I did.
Cool. Well, I'll tell the listeners what it is.
Tell them about it. I think they'll be really intrigued.
Okay. Unbound is a rebellious sexual lifestyle company for feminists, and they aspire to make shopping for sexual wellness products and erotic accessories a little less overwhelming by providing you expert guidance and taking the guesswork out of pairing products for a pleasurable experience. So they are a unique online destination. You get a quarterly subscription box. They're curated and they're only the best products. So they test hundreds of products and they carry only the top selections. Their products are satisfaction guaranteed and body safe. And if you don't like them, you can return them. And like I said, it is awesome. And Jilly loves Unbound. So for 20% off of your first Unbound purchase, visit unboundbox.com and enter code LOVIN, LOVIN. That's unboundbox.com, code LOVIN for 20% off of your first Unbound purchase. Hey guys, it's Lo. And,
oh, hey.
Jill's here too.
Greta. The three of us are back.
We're back. You guys, I really feel like I've been gone for so long.
You were in Greece for like 2 months.
I know. It felt like 2 months. It was really only 2 weeks, but it did feel like 2 months. I was in Greece for a really long time, but it was nice.
Welcome back to the show, G. We missed your angelic presence here.
You guys, I've missed you so much. I'm just hungover right now is just what we're doing.
I feel like everyone is hungover from summer.
I'm hungover from summer. The summer hangover. One of my best friends got married last night and it was just like...
Oh, so you're like actually hungover. Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. I don't know if I'm like hungover from alcohol. I mostly just feel so tired.
I'm mentally hungover.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm drained.
I don't feel like sick post alcohol. I just feel like I need to take a nap for a really long time.
We have a guest. I wonder how he's feeling.
We have a guest. A seamless transition
by Julie Hendricks.
Brakes have been hit.
Yeah,
I do want to know after we announce you how you're feeling, but yeah. Let's announce you first.
Talk about my feelings so hard.
So hard.
So it sounded weird. It's weird.
We have an extremely talented, handsome, cool guy on our show today. It's Noah Neiman, the co-founder, co-owner of Rumble Boxing here in Manhattan. And we're so pumped to have you on the show.
We love your tattoos.
Thank you so
Look
much.
At those and tats.
So far, elbow down, they all have meaning. We'll see if I.
Did you get
the Eat, Pray, Kale tattoo above my elbow?
Eat, Pray, Kale.
Did you get a new tattoo?
Because no,
your
just,
arm
like,
just looks lubricated.
I like to stay
Your arms
stay
are
glossy.
Very shiny.
Do you have hair on glossy. Your arms?
I don't, actually. I'm just naturally a hairless creature.
That's do you wax not, your
I
arms?
I don't wax them. I do a
You're
little,
not
I do a
hairless
man
creature.
Grooming, a
no
bit.
Man is hairless. Especially I know I am.
That's
arm.
Not true. Some men might be low.
I am the least hairy Jew you will ever meet. I just kind of have... I don't know.
Can we talk about epilators? Have we talked about my epilator?
You have.
I ordered an epilator.
Is like,
teach me. What
it's
is
basically
this?
Like, well, actually, Lo, you explain it.
An epilator is a hair removal device of horror, but it will give you like the smoothest skin ever. So I use it like down there and I get so many compliments.
I bought an epilator after I...
You should get compliments no matter what,
yeah,
all right? No matter if you have an epilator or not, in my opinion.
Yeah, but the compliments are like, oh my God, like your skin is so smooth.
And when you're
like,
putting yourself through that pain...
Because the pain is a 10 out of 10 pain.
Is it worse than getting lasered?
We appreciate it. From the gentleman's perspective, I really appreciate that.
I have a hairy fucking pussy and I love it.
Listen, I appreciate your hairy pussy as well.
I have a question. Is it worse than getting lasered?
I think it's about the same because how it works.
But you're doing it yourself, so it just probably feels a lot worse.
You know what I've decided?
No, I would prefer to do it myself because having someone else do it and not knowing when like the awful feeling is coming scares me, and I want to be in charge of the awful feeling.
Oh, I feel like your hair out yourself. I was like, don't do that. That's
no,
not
no, this is what it is.
No, but not with like your fingertips.
No,
this is a professional procedure.
It's a
machine,
a handheld device that you turn on and you run it along your skin, and the wheel is like. like all these little
like
tweezers.
Traps the
and
hair.
No, it doesn't chop it. It tweezes all the hairs out.
Okay, so I ordered one because I Lo has been raving about it.
She has.
And I,
why is your vagina so hairy?
You because just, I you love a, having a petite bush. I want un petite bouche.
Do what you want.
I do.
She
I like having.
French, you know?
I like having hair on my vagina. Just there's something about it that I like. You know, it's just that's how I'm feeling right now.
To
but I will
back
say,
to the health perspective, I heard it actually can block some STDs, and it's actually healthier to keep it all natural.
A hairy vag.
Like there's a point. There's a point to that hair.
I'm ho natural. The thing is, though, thank you.
Very
someone
ludicrous.
Got that
very
pun.
Ludicrous.
I
yeah,
used
that
the
was
epilator.
A line from like a ludicrous
yeah, yeah, that was,
rap
that was,
song.
Hose, that was
ho natural.
Line. Yeah, hotel line.
I used the epilator, and I love using it on my legs, and I like attempted to use it on my armpits, and I wanted to die. It
oh,
was
yeah.
so crazy. But I think
use it on my armpits. It's amazing.
I'm
going to be so dateable after this. I'm learning so much insight into the female perspective
we'll
and what you
one,
guys
Noah.
Go through. Please.
An
my
epilator.
Mom is like,
put it on your Amazon
she hits her
Prime
clock every time she sees me.
Gift list, and one will show up.
Noah, how old are you?
33.
Oh.
30. What's your sign?
That's not
Taurus.
Enough for your mother to hit her Taurus. Watch every time she sees you?
My mom is a Jewish.
Oh.
She is a Jewish. So
oh, you're
at 21.
Next to a Jew. Oh. Jillian.
Tribesmen.
Are you hitting your watch because you are single and your mom wants you to get married or something?
No. She's actually super supportive. But
are you single,
she
Noah?
Loves,
should we have all the ladies slide in your DMs?
slide away. I am single.
I'm sure
single.
Ladies
are
slide
you
into
for
your
a
DMs.
Jewish woman?
You know what? I have a beautiful dog who you met last
yeah.
time, Oz.
Oz is
and
very
And the funny
cute.
Thing is everyone slides in my DM, but they just ask me what breed my dog is.
Really?
That's really it.
That's because
yeah.
they know that's your one true love. So they know if they can get on the dog's good side, they're going to be on your good
did
side.
Did I mention he's a rescue? Did
Aww.
I mention that I rescued this dog?
Sweet little baby.
To be that asshole rescuer who always mentions that he rescued the dog.
Would you ever think, though, that maybe people asking you what breed your dog is, that's their way of like starting a conversation?
I used to think that. And then you know, my ego got a little inflated. And then I realized that, nope, it's just the dog. It
so
actually is the dog. He's
dog
so beautiful.
Oz. I haven't seen your Instagram. I'll still look at it right now.
Well, you can creep right now. I'm okay. open to the public.
Pitbull.
He's a pit Australian cattle dog. So
oh.
he's
very cute.
He's very intricately designed. He's spotted,
got a lot of spots.
Gray and black spots. He yeah. almost looks like a Dalmatian.
So
but
cute.
He's just gorgeous. And his personality, though, is
beams.
He is a
shines
ray of,
bright like
ray
a
of
diamond.
Sunshine. Ray of sunshine.
So you are a co-founder of Rumble.
Yes, ma'am.
And Rumble is, yeah, tell us what it is.
So Rumble is a 45-minute, it's a group fitness experience, and it's 45 minutes. You spend some time training traditional boxing techniques on the heavy bags, and we have these really nice water-filled bags that are really safe, especially for beginners, and then you spend half the time strength training as well. So you walk in, you know, it's almost counterculture to the gym because you see this beautiful kind of street art design. All of our friends, we commissioned them to make these beautiful kind of street art murals. So you walk in and it looks like a Soho art loft. And mm-hmm. we get a lot of questions like, what is this place with just walk-ins? And they don't realize that it's a group fitness studio because of how clean and polished it looks.
For this strength training portion,
yeah.
do you use weights or
yeah.
is it all with the... With the boxing.
No, so the room
is
2,200.
What is it called?
The aqua bag. So the
aqua bag.
Yeah,
okay.
So we actually have strength training equipment. We have weights 5 to 60 pounds, so all levels are welcome. And what I'm most proud about is that 71% of our clients, and we've only been open less than a year, and we have 30,000 paid clients signed up taking classes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's
wow.
really been a sensation.
That's
it's
amazing.
Really exploded.
That's
and
crazy.
71% are women. So
Whoa.
What we really wanted to do was bring boxing and strength training and really polish it up and be respectful to the sport,
mm-hmm.
but make it much more inclusive and much more welcoming, especially for the female demographic.
Cool.
Yeah,
so
I do feel very...
Trainers, like,
oh, we have so
hot.
Many
Is
questions.
That
three
no,
of us.
It's
girls in?
No, I mean, we definitely have a vibe, definitely have a sauce to us. Like I said, you walk in and you really know that, you know, Eugene, the co-founder with me, we really love street art and hip hop. So you'll walk in and we have a, you know, a huge gold Biggie Smalls Buddha statue that we just flew in from London. It's very, again, like I said, focused on making the whole experience really something unique and not just about just the workout, which happens to be a great workout.
What kind of music do you play?
So each teacher, we really like it to be their own sauce, their own little swag.
Found you.
I'm there. That's
Noah
me.
D. Neiman.
Let's see.
On
is she gonna hit the follow? Oh my god! See, if nothing else comes of this, I gotta follow. So
there
I guess
you go.
That priorities in life.
Follow.
Whoa.
what is that?
That's my inner Bruce Lee coming out. Watching, you know, I watched Enter the Dragon once, wow. and I think that I can do karate in the middle of Broadway.
Why not? Okay, yeah. So music.
Music. I really, the thing that I love about Rumble is we definitely have a hip-hop flair to mm-hmm. us, but every trainer brings their own sauce, their own kind of flavor to the place, which makes it very special. So you have a lot of different, you have many personalities coming together, and you definitely know you're getting the Rumble brand experience, but the delivery and the performance is really up to the instructor. So people really find their instructors like you, you know, you go to Seoul, right?
Yeah. And I got one instructor.
Got one person. So that's what we really wanted to do.
Who? Yeah. Akin Ackman.
Oh, Ack. I love Ack.
He goes by Akin.
Akin, yes. Sorry.
I don't say it right.
It's actually Akin. Akin. But it's just gone so far, he doesn't correct people.
Yeah. And Akin is probably not athlete. How you actually pronounce it.
I think it's Ack.
Yeah.
It's
he's Ack. A great
no, I think it's
he's a instructor. Turkish phenom. Yeah. He's a good dude.
Yes.
It's Akin.
Yeah. Greta did it right. Because Greta's great
with accents. I'm from Pittsburgh,
accents.
Pennsylvania. I can't pronounce
my dad's
foreign
from
names
Pittsburgh.
Like that. Really?
Yeah.
What part?
He's from Squirrel Hill.
You know, someone once told
wait,
me...
Wait, and you're not a Jewish?
I'm half.
You're
part.
A heart.
I'm
okay.
Jewish.
Yeah. You're not a Jewish?
Someone told me once never to date a guy from Pittsburgh.
Why?
Who told you
why?
That? That's
I don't
so
know.
Rude.
Isn't that crazy?
I never heard
anything about any other place other than Pittsburgh.
It's my whole entire life. Why?
But
Noah, shout us
you're
out.
An angel.
Let me,
so
let me try to break that.
I think that,
that
you've changed my you've changed my impression.
were you a boxer before this? Like, yeah. How did you get into this?
So I've been training jiu-jitsu and martial arts since about 2003, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And I started boxing as well about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Boxing was always in my kind of wheelhouse, and I really love the discipline that it taught me, both in and out of the gym. And I love the therapeutic benefits of it, and it just feels liberating to throw your knuckles against some things sometimes.
I
we all
love
stress
boxing.
As fuck, so
I need to box more, I've realized.
I love boxing, but I have lupus, and my inflammation gets like super bad when I box. But I used to box at Mendez Boxing Gym, and I
maybe
loved it
there. Maybe you need a special glove.
I'm terrible at boxing. It's really just like I have so much rage inside of me that I just
no, but
like,
I mean,
punch
like a glove
so
for
hard.
For your hands for lupus.
Too
so
strong.
Just
I'm just
like,
too strong, baby.
For your lupus.
These paws are too strong. Sometimes I walk down the street, and I'm like, I want to be in a Charlie's Angels movie to like get out all of the aggression I have inside.
You know, the karate kick would be good.
Do you want to talk about that for a little bit, though?
What?
I feel like you need to talk about how you're walking down the street.
So
why are you
mad,
though?
Yeah, what's going on, Greta? Why do you have so much tension today?
This is a safe space around here on the round table.
I'm dealing with a lot these days. I'm going through a moment, and I'm feeling really angry.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just like, I'm feeling a little frustrated. I'm just feeling a little like...
In regards to work, boyfriends...
All of it. Yeah. The whole thing. The whole kit and caboodle.
I'm
you
really
know?
Angry at my American Express bill.
Yeah. I hear you. I mean, I'm not angry with like, you know, work stuff is like good and great. Like, I'm not complaining. Just, you know, when sometimes you're just like, and you just want to like.
Insides want to explode.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I just, for no real reason, maybe. It's just in my little heart that I just am just feeling rageful.
That's
I've been
okay.
listening to a lot of like aggressive,
like Rage Against the Machine.
Not Rage. I mean, I love Rage
Papa
Against
Roach.
The Machine.
Papa
you
Roach.
Look like
yeah.
a Papa Roach girl. I've listened to a lot of Disturbed lately.
Shinedown.
Exactly. But I don't know. I've just been like feeling feelings, and sometimes I think I had a really busy summer, and it's just like all come crashing down on me now. And I'm like, it's September. You know,
I feel the same way. I could have done without the last 3 weeks of summer.
I've also just been drinking.
Really, it felt very quick this summer.
It destroyed me these
I
past 3 weeks.
I haven't left my house this weekend because I've just been laying there, just so happy to be in New York City, like at home for a couple days.
Oh yeah, I hear that. I've also been drinking
so
much.
Yeah, you were
much.
In the Nose, bro. You were in the Nose, the Mykonos, weren't you?
I wasn't in Mykonos.
Oh, okay,
I was not.
Okay.
My dad lives in Greece, and we don't go to the Nose, bro.
My dad's not trying to
pop the top with Belvedere, like on a beach club. My
he's
dad's
not playing Ace of Spades,
no.
beer pong, or
yeah. Where in
pong.
Greece is your family?
My dad lives in Athens, but we went to this island called
from Pittsburgh to Athens.
Yeah, you know he's a he's out there
I hear
playing
that story
the field.
A lot, actually, that's normal transition from Pittsburgh.
He actually rekindled a romance with his like middle school girlfriend from Pittsburgh, who has lived in Athens since she was 26. What
did he go to? Alderdice, do you know?
No, he went to Shadyside.
Shadyside Academy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
That's my alma mater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
cute.
Indian,
look at that.
Indian pride.
Look at that. So no, we it's more of like a low key situation. Okay. But a lot of wine drinking. Just a lot of wine drinking.
What did you do this summer? Were you here or?
Yeah, we opened our second studio not too long ago. So
it's been a lot of work.
Yeah, I think winter is going to be my winter escape.
Yeah.
Where is your other studio?
So the first one is Chelsea 23rd between 6th and 7th. Uh-huh. And then the second one we just opened is in my neighborhood, NoHo, 4th and Broadway.
Great.
Yeah.
So why are you single?
Oh, how long is this podcast? We don't have enough time
30 more minutes
for all of that.
I don't get the energy from you that you're like looking to lock it down right now. It just kind
what's
of
that?
Comes
what's
off
that
your
supposed
body
to mean? Whoa, what that does that way mean? What is that?
You're trying to get the strange, and that's okay.
Listen, I have.
I think you're on the hunt for pussy. A down
for
chick.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
See?
You're just not fully right. It's really like. So why I'm
isn't
not
everyone
dead
on
ass
the hunt
like why
until they fall in love?
I think so. I think right now my priority right now is my business and taking care of what I have to do, and I don't want to do anything half-ass. So I'm so focused. Like I'm at Rumble. I have my other stuff that goes on as well. So I'm working so many hours that I couldn't even possibly be the type of boyfriend that I should be.
Right, I hear
so
you.
So it's not that I'm trying to like. I've always been actually a serial dater. Despite
but you know what?
The appearance.
I hear that excuse from every guy until they meet the girl that they love, and then they're like, okay, I guess I can also work all the time and love this woman.
I don't disagree with that. I just right now I'm in a crazy focus mode, and maybe it's not. I'm not receptive to it right now, but I'm definitely not.
It's not your number one priority.
Yeah, it's not. It's not the priority.
I got a
right
round
now
table question.
Yeah. What?
What's the oldest you guys would date?
That depends.
So Greta, how old are you?
27.
27. So would you go like 45?
No.
40.
Yeah.
40 would be your oldest.
I've dated a guy that's 40.
Okay.
Well, I've dated a guy that's that equivalent age difference. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, 14 years.
Yeah. No, 13 years.
13 years. Okay. Low?
I'm 30. I'll be 31 this month.
Happy birthday.
Oh my God. Yeah, you will be low.
Yeah. September 29th.
Congrats.
Thanks.
I'm not dying. Another year. That's an impressive feat.
Still here. I think probably the oldest I would go is 45, but it would have to be like a young 45.
Yeah.
My ex is 39, so it's not like that far
off.
That's true.
I think it's more about interests. When you start to breach like generational gaps, it gets hard to find like common ground.
Noah, your turn.
Like I said, I don't know.
You don't have an age. You don't
I don't
know.
Have an age. It really is like I know what I'm into and I know what I look for. So if that person's, you know, 21 or if that person's 45, it doesn't matter.
I think it's
about
hard. What about you, Jilly?
I would say like 40.
Like a 10-year difference?
Yeah.
I don't know.
45 freaks me out for some reason.
There's something that like
I'm like you're almost
like
50. 50.
Yeah, that's like
45
almost
50. Is 50 I know. And it freaks me out.
Well, if you're 45 and you've never been married like or like in a committed relationship or widowed or whatever, then it's kind of like what's
that just got really dark.
Never married or widowed. You can't be divorced. Or like it's either widowed
ground
or never married.
I don't know.
If you haven't killed your significant other.
If you haven't made the commitment and you're 45, that like there's so many red flags.
It's a different time. It's a different time. Like my parents met at Alderdice in Squirrel Hill. They met when they were in, you know, high school.
Yeah.
And they've been together for 50 plus years, and they fought for 50 plus years, but they stayed together. They love each other very dearly, but they met in high school. I feel like that's a rare, that's a rare story now. And it's a societal change.
I tend to always date people, guys that are younger than me.
It would be cute.
So cute.
But imagine the dudes that you went to high school with.
I didn't really date any guys in high school.
Me neither. There was like two guys I liked, but I never really, we had like, I don't know.
All the guys in our grade were just losers.
I don't agree with that, but I just don't think I like had a connection with any of them.
I had two serious high school boyfriends. One,
really?
Yes, I had one my sophomore year going through my junior year. and I like loved him, and he broke my little heart when he went to college. He was a year above me, and he like went to college, and obviously his first week of college called me and was like, yeah, I can't be dating you, and like around like drunk hot chicks that want to bang.
Is that why you're mad right now, or have you harbored that for
years? Yeah, she's harbored that for 8 years.
But then my second boyfriend I dated my senior year, and he and I had like a crazy ass relationship, like so cuckoo.
And you mean like some like freaky deaky shit, or like just
no? Like he was my like best friend, and then we started dating, and then we were like so crazy psycho in love, and then like he thought that I cheated on him with my ex boyfriend.
It sounds like a Taylor Swift song.
Didn't I talk about this in the show?
Yeah,
before?
You have.
But
you
did
have.
You? Did you? You yeah. can admit now. I think he's.
You have because
over.
You said you apologized. It was to him.
Yeah, I apologized
like,
to him. No, oh. he did never respond. This oh,
that's
is
what
this
it was.
Is recent.
That's what it was. You apologized recently.
Recently,
and no. he never
hey,
responded.
By the way, 7 years ago, I cheated on your ass.
Can
sorry.
I longer than that? 10 years ago, can I tell you how?
I just want to rub it in again that I cheated. But sorry,
it wasn't really cheating. Okay, because like he and I weren't really dating at the time, like officially when this happened. And I like hooked up with my ex-boyfriend when he was back for like a fall break from college. So it was like all weird and stupid. And then he like blew up on me in May, and I didn't go to my senior prom, and his cousin screamed whore at me when I got my high school diploma.
So
it's like, it was so bad.
She actually screamed whore?
Yes. It was terrible. It was like so much trauma that I can't even begin to tell you. And because it was so much trauma,
she still felt bad.
It really, really fucked with me. Oh, like, shit. It changed.
Gosh, kids are so awful.
But you don't understand. Like, that shit changes you.
Of
like, that changed me.
You don't
want
to get horse screamed at you for sure.
Oh, my God. It just changed me so much as the person that I am. And, like, and, you know, I had just been thinking about this. It just like stuck with me for years and years and years and years. And finally I was like, I need to cleanse myself of this situation. And then I sent him an email like last year.
She had an Eat, Pray, Kale moment.
Yeah, did I did. And yeah. I sent him an email and he never responded. But then my sister saw him on the street, like literally
was she
2 days
like,
ago.
Why didn't you respond back to Greta?
No, but my sister saw him on the street 2 days ago. It was so weird.
Yeah.
So fucking weird.
That's funny how the universe works like that.
It's just, you know, it's weird.
I used to get treated poorly by men, and all of them have apologized to me, but the last two that I've dated. So I'm just waiting for those apologies.
But wait, I will say this. My
I'm getting
aunt,
such an insight
like
onto
casual
women right
guys
now.
Or like more serious guys?
Like, remember like that, I shouldn't drop a name. What? I'm going to whisper it to you. Yeah. Like one guy, like literally that was an asshole to me in high school. 2 years after high school, he was in Barcelona and got his wallet stolen. And so he thought that like it was karma for being mean to me in high school and sent me like a long, like one page email about how he
shit is real.
Felt bad for, he put like a dead frog in my purse in high school, like all this shit.
He put a dead frog. I remember you telling me this.
And so I like responded back, like, I'm good. Like, it's all good, bro. Like, you can go to bed at night and not be upset. Like, I'm not mad at you.
Have you ever really fucked over a woman?
No. Never.
Never. You've never ghosted. You've never done any of that shit. Nope. You're just a good guy through and through.
I have another question.
I'm not even putting on a front for you guys. I really like, I get, because of the way I look, especially, and you can't tell because I'm on radio. Because
he's so fucking hot.
No. It's just like, it's the tattoos. It's the way I talk. It's just the
confidence.
It's just something that always.
It's his swagger.
that's the word.
It's sauce, okay? It's sauce. The kids call it sauce nowadays. Sauce. I don't know why that voice just came out. That was weird. But I've always been a serial dater. Like, I had two girlfriends in college, and I never really messed around at all, never cheated. I had, you know, one girlfriend right after college that kind of bled, that my college girlfriend that bled into after college. And then I dated this girl on and off for the past 6 years, who actually, like, I love her dearly. That's like my girl.
My boo.
That's like
started
Nelly.
When we was younger, you was in my mind.
That's funny. I actually sent that to her when we were in a rough spot a few years ago. I sent that. But shout out to Oaks. That's the homegirl. But
shout out to Oaks.
I told you I wanted to act like I was a rapper. Okay. Shout
when
to the
you're done,
Oaks.
I got a question. A good question.
But
guys.
I've never really been that guy to like do the one night stand thing or to mess around. I just haven't. It's just not in my priority list.
Okay, so here's my question.
I do love having sex, though, before you get, like...
I'm sure everyone loves having sex. What is the most, like, appropriate way to tell someone you're not interested in them? In your opinion.
You just unfollow them on Instagram. No,
but I mean, no, that's called ghosting.
I don't know. No, probably don't do that. Don't do that. Honestly, like,
if you went on a few dates with a girl and you weren't interested in her, what would you say?
Exactly. Like, the reason I've never dicked anybody over is I'm super confident in myself. So because I respect myself so much, I would never do that to somebody else because of the respect level. I'll tell them, you have to literally be honest. Like, that's, I know how the corny phrase, like, honesty is the best policy, yeah. But if you're not feeling somebody, as hard as it is for that moment and as uncomfortable as it makes you, the alternative is much worse. So just be straight, like straight up, like very open and honest. That's always.
So do you always message a girl when you're not interested and say, hey, like, I'm not interested anymore?
Well, no, I don't think you have to have like that corner. Like,
Let's have a rejection message.
Yeah, like, what do you do? I just want to know, Greta, what do you do? Do you ghost or do you say something?
You got to bring it up. Ooh, you got to say something. You can't just be that person.
I've done both, honestly. And I'm also, I have changed my mind. And I think that sometimes ghosting like isn't a bad thing. Sometimes
maybe you need a minute or something.
What?
Maybe you need a minute.
No, I just think sometimes like if you know that it's not really going to go anywhere and like you're not really that like emotionally committed to the person and it's like not that deep. Sometimes I think that like, yes, you should probably be like, hey, I don't know. It's like, sometimes I don't think ghosting is the worst thing. Like,
no, I mean, it depends on the emotional investment from you guys. Like, if you both are just kind of flipping about it, then not a big deal.
I feel like I'm getting ghosted right now.
You're not getting ghosted.
You should text right now.
Are you ghosting me?
Are you? And then just a bunch of ghost emojis.
Ghost. No, you want to know my friend did? She thought she was getting ghosted, so she sent the guy a picture of Patrick Swayze and ghost and said, ... And he's like, sorry, I've been like a busy or something. She was like, you're totally ghosting me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I like this girl. She's single, obviously.
She is, and she's a babe.
Let's go.
Okay, low.
They won't let me talk.
Oh, sorry. No one, I have a vibe.
Support me. Come and support me.
I have an argument to support Greta's ghosting.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
There was a guy I went out with a couple times, and like at first we were really feeling each other, and then he got very complicated with like his divorce situation and children situation and living situation. All the situations.
All the things you don't want from a person.
Yeah, and then he went out of town for a really long time. So I was kind of felt relieved, and I stopped responding to him, and he would send me like message after message, and I just was like, you know what, at some point this will stop because I don't want to engage. And then I finally decided to just say like, hey, like I'm kind of like dating this person right now, like whether it be true or not. And he started texting me again, like all the time. He's like, totally cool. Like, let me know how I can support you. Like, do you want to talk about it on the phone? Like, da da da. And so
I ghosted, running out of this room.
To the point where he started to leave me alone until I engaged again because I felt
bad.
And then he started. Stay the course.
Well, it depends like, if you're dating crazies. If you're dating crazies.
Like, oh God, I should have never responded to you again. Full stop.
I think you're right. I guess it's not a blanket statement. It's definitely situational.
Yeah.
But crazy in general, people, it's just easier to just be like, listen, this isn't working out.
Look, I think
you won't get that circumstance where if there's any ambiguity ever, if the other person still wants to hang or still wants to try to make it work, they're going to force the issue.
I think that though sometimes we just like don't really have reasons. Like sometimes I've just stopped seeing people not really for any other reason than you're just not that into it. You know, and it's just, and then you need to be like, I can't do this anymore because like I'm just not that into you. And it's like, I don't want to, I mean, I don't know.
I think that's sometimes important to say.
It is important to say, but sometimes I think, look, when dudes are fucking annoying me and like will not stop yammering at my ass, I'm not responding to you. I'm going to ghost you. It's just annoying.
As a guy, I don't think I felt this in a long time.
It's just annoying.
A little scared.
No, I think if you're getting multiple messages that you haven't responded to, like that means like, okay, stop messaging me, and I get that. But like if you've been dating someone and then you're not interested in them, like how do you usually break it off? Is it a text message? Do you see it in person? Like do you see them in person?
I think it depends on the situation. Yeah, like 100%. If you are actually dating the person, like going on dates and like spending like time with them, then of course I think that's a face to face situation. 100%. Don't be a little bitch ass. Tell me to my face that you don't want to see me.
True.
Like but if it's like we're casually sleeping together,
what if you're here and there like once a week?
I think once a week to me is enough time to actually like do a face to face situation. Once a week for how long? Once a week for 3 months? Definitely a face to face thing.
3 months. What if it's like, I don't know.
Once a week for 2 weeks, so twice. I think if it's seats one two times, you do whatever you
doing
want.
Math now, that's this
four
is getting
times.
Complicated.
Four times.
It depends on how deep. You know,
it's all
like
because some people get that instant
love
connection.
Why is love so situational, guys? Why can't it just be black and white?
Because it's not.
Nothing is black and white, Jilly.
Affairs of the heart.
Isn't everyone tired and don't they just want to like you know like.
A lot of people are really scared to fall in love and to be vulnerable. Most people are extremely scared to be vulnerable.
I'm so tired.
Also think there's way too much access.
I'm so tired.
Lo and I are just tired.
You don't think so there's just tired. Too much access? Like when bring it back to my parents who went to high school, there was like maybe four eligible people that you would like to
right.
be with. Now, like you pick up your phone. You got a whole world.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
So how are you? We're very ADD generation.
Those are like filtered eligible people. You don't know what they really look like.
No, I know, but I'm just still saying that the access level is so crazy.
I hope that when I go on like internet dates with people, they leave and they say like, oh, she like actually looked like.
Well, on that note,
weird if people were like, because you know, I get a lot of people that say to me, I went on this date with this person and they look nothing like their internet profile.
On that note,
I don't think anybody ever does.
Well,
even if you change the brightness a little on the filter, like even if that's
I look
you're
hot
still lying,
both ways, so that's all
lying.
I know.
You guys,
I look hot both ways.
You look
in my
fine.
In person and in my Instagram.
I look
like a foin wine.
Right now. I look like a thought in all of my in all of my Instagram times that I've tried to date online. But I like that because I've decided that my goal for 2018 is to be a thought.
Right.
And on that note, I'm going to take a break for our sponsors.
Great.
So that we can all digest what that means.
I think
to
that
us.
That was a good intro for them.
Thank you.
If you are a dog owner or a non-dog owner and you aren't subscribed to BarkBox, you seriously should be. BarkBox is one of my favorite companies because they are committed to making dogs the happiest in the world. They work with local and independent businesses to make sure that your dogs get the best products on the market. All of the vendors that they work with care so deeply about the health and happiness of dogs that honestly, it just makes me feel so good giving my two dogs, Bernie and Tiny, these treats. So, how it works is you choose your dog's size. Tell them how big your dog is, small, cute, 0 to 20 pounds, 20 to 50 pounds, or 50 plus pounds. And then you choose a plan. 1, 6, or 12 months plans are available. You can cancel at any time, and it's completely free shipping. Bark boxes are shipped on the 15th of each month, so you have something to look forward to, and your dog has something to look forward to. And it's just the best. All of the edibles are made in the USA or Canada, and 100% of their products are tested on their own animals. BarkBox is a great way to try a variety of treats and toys so that you, you know, can just find the most unique stuff for your dogs, and they love that. What I love most is that when your dog falls in love with something from the box, you can easily find it again on BarkShop.com, or you can get it on their app or simply by texting them. Also, if you're listening to this and you're like, wait, I don't own a dog, you know, it's the best gift for your friend who wants a monthly surprise for their dog. Or if you just want to, you know, give a dog you love a BarkBox, why not? So, to get a free extra month of BarkBox, visit BarkBox.com/lovin when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan. That is a free extra month of BarkBox by visiting BarkBox.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan. I'm telling you, your dog is going to love it, and you're going to love it because you love your dog.
Today's episode is brought to you by Care Of. And Care Of, if you guys don't know, is a new kind of vitamin company. I love them. I've ordered supplements from them before, and it's really great because they personalize the vitamins to you based on this little quiz that you take on your website, and then they're shipped to you every month in these cute little containers, in these little packages with your name on them. So never again do you have to open a bunch of bottles, sort through them all, put them all together. So I love Care of, and they've also launched their prenatal vitamin on May 30th for all of you soon to be mommies or mommies out there. And everything at Care of is super high quality. And again, those personalized daily packs are so convenient. So you guys, today's offer for you is 50% off of your first month's order. And all you have to do is use code LOVIN, LOVIN, at takecareof.com right now. That's takecareof.com right now. Code LOVIN for 50% off your first month's order.
And we are back.
Hi, guys.
Hey, everyone. Hey. Noah's still here in case you guys Noah's were a little worried.
Well, you guys, by it's me like wanting Usher. To be, I just want to clarify that by me wanting to be a thought in 2018.
Let's hear it.
That doesn't necessarily, I just like,
you're
like,
going to treat yourself with respect and you want to like have a lot of sex.
I just
love
the word thought. You went the other way with the word thought. You really went the other way with thought.
I just learned how to make GIFs. GIFs?
GIFs?
Jiffies?
GIFs. What does that have to do with the
She's going to make that hoe over there.
I'm going to make one of Greta.
Being that hoe over there.
But I still think Greta.
I'm going to make one for you.
You want to just like have fun and hook up with a bunch of people and
I
also...
I still have a boyfriend, Jilly.
True. Oh, I just
that
meant,
makes it very hard to be a thought.
You want to hook up with your boyfriend.
Very hard to be a thought.
Okay, I'm not done yet.
You wanna... can have a boyfriend and be a thought.
Exactly. That's what I meant. You want to be a thought with your boyfriend.
Yeah, I want to be a thought.
And you want to respect yourself while you're doing it.
I got five on it. Okay. Yeah, that's what I want.
But we really figured it out.
Here's the thing. I just...
Wait, what is the acronym for like a thought that respects herself? That hoe over there looking respectful.
I think all thoughts are that. All thoughts respect themselves.
A thought alert. That hoe over there looking respectful.
A thoughtler.
Respecting herself.
But that sounds very close to toddler.
Here's the thing. The reason is like, if people are calling people thoughts now, I would have much preferred that dude who screamed whore at me at my graduation to have been like, thought, rather than whore.
Yeah. Whore has an older term.
Whore like sounds like whole, he was in like,
yeah. Yes, little wench whore.
It sounds like you're in Moulin Rouge, like on the street or something.
Whore is like a truly bad word. Like if you were doing dirty talk in the bedroom, like you wouldn't call a girl a whore.
I've been called a whore in the bedroom and I've liked it.
Like, I think like slut is like a better.
Yeah. I think you shouldn't really, we shouldn't call women any of these negative terms. Women should always be thought of in a respectful.
I agree with that too. But if you're feeling freaky and you want to.
Yeah, whatever
little,
you want to
you know,
do. But like, you know, Jill, just not a graduation. Just not a graduation.
No, I don't mean
no, not a graduation. But in the bedroom and it's consensual and you're requesting it.
I still would, like, if...
As long as there's a safe word.
If it was, like, a sex thing, I would prefer to be called a slut and not a whore.
Okay.
If it was a sex...
Like, intimately or if you... Okay.
Like, if she was in love...
No taken.
If she was in love, she wants to be called a slut.
Yeah, if I'm in love, call me a slut, not a whore.
I like to be called one thing and one thing only. And that's Grammy.
All right, let's get some advice.
Call me Graham.
Let's get some advice from Noah.
We have advice questions for you guys today.
Noah, we each have a question for you. So
I may not have one unless it's personal.
No, I'm saying we each have the sex question.
I do.
Yeah, I have it on my phone for you.
Great.
We're each going to read it.
Sorry, listeners.
She doesn't know the plan.
I'm really nervous right now. I'm like gripping the table. I don't know what's happening.
Okay, so we love to give advice. We love having men on to hear what they have to say from time to time.
Ask a man.
Because, you know, it's important to ask men occasionally things.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Okay, this is an interesting question. So, a lovely listener wrote us in. She is 25 years old. She is now in her second serious relationship. Her boyfriend is also 25. She found out 8 months into their relationship that she took his virginity and that she is his first real girlfriend. She's not freaked out that she took his virginity. She really didn't care. But now that they've been dating for 2 years, he is doubting their relationship because she's dated other people and she's sure about being with him. However, he doesn't know if he wants to be with me because she is the first person he has ever been with. I don't want to lose him, but I could really see myself being with this person in the long run, but I can't be with someone who is uncertain about me. She thinks that he has FOMO with dating. He asked her if she should, if she would wait for him to figure it out, but she's not sure if she wants to.
Girl, you can never wait.
Okay.
You gotta keep living. Totally,
this is such a black and white case.
The boyfriend has to learn about JoMo.
He doesn't know if he wants to be with that same vagina for the rest of his life. Because what if it's a great vagina, what if it's not the best vagina? And I think, I don't know why I said it
first
like
off,
that.
First off, it's probably the best vagina because every woman's vagina is the best vagina.
I'm saying he doesn't know. He doesn't like know. So he's living in this sea of uncertainty where he's like, okay, this is great. I'm sure she's got the best vagina. But
he hasn't seen other vaginas.
What if he has nothing to compare it to? Whereas she said, that'll do, Dick. That'll do.
I have an idea.
What?
For our listener, threesome.
No.
Just hear me out on
this. They are never as fun as the internet makes them seem.
Hear me out on this. So obviously this guy wants to have sex with other women. Maybe not because he doesn't love you or whatever.
What if she doesn't want to have sex with a woman?
Just listen.
I'm listening, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
She can cheer it on the side.
So let's just say that like he wants to have sex with other girls and that's really what it's about. He like loves his girlfriend or whatever, but he's curious. Why not open up your relationship a little bit for a little while and see if that relieved some of the pressure?
Some people can't do that, though.
Is nobody on board with
Yeah, no.
I feel it. I think that that's smart, but some people just can't do that.
I was going to say, how old are
these people? They're 25.
I don't know, man. I don't think you got to have threesomes until you're like 40 and married and bored.
I've had a bunch of threesomes.
I mean, like, look, unless you want to, but I mean,
there's a lot of mathematics involved, and you got to figure, like, triangulate like angles. It's very difficult.
I just think it could be an interesting way to keep your relationship intact.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but then is she gonna
explore a little bit?
But sometimes you don't recover from that.
Yeah,
sometimes
and also,
like there's jealousy.
Okay, well, it already sounds like it's not gonna recover.
Yeah, I think that this
honestly,
is a lost,
I think she should let him go
cause.
And move
break
on.
Up or go do like what I would do and have a threesome and see if you can save it.
I agree with what Jillia is saying, where I think that they should break up because I personally actually don't think this is about the sex. I think this is about him being like not knowing if.
I think you're wrong.
I mean, yes, he wants to go and fuck. Like, sure.
But he's also.
But he's also.
From the guy's perspective, I'm telling you, like, if I was 25 and I had only slept with one girl and then I get opened up to this whole world of sex now, I would be very concerned about not knowing what else is out there and not
definitely, but I also think there's something to be said too for you experiencing your first relationship and like getting to know a personality and then being like, oh, maybe I want to get to know another personality too to see what that's like.
I'm
also
on your page,
like I agree
I totally
that it's
what you're saying.
I think that
saying.
Like yes, fucking is a huge portion of it, but there are plenty of people that are together
it's
for their entire
like,
lives that have only had sex with each other.
My thing is too is if you bring
recently
in a,
though
if you bring in a threesome,
have they heard of Tinder and Raya and
if you bring in a threesome like 2 years into a relationship, don't you think that's soon? Are you going to be expecting like threesomes every year? Like,
look,
you know what
whatever,
I mean?
Like, whatever.
I don't know.
Like a goat dinner or something?
Yeah, like
you know,
at the
not
5 year anniversary. Like,
at all.
I don't know. I feel like it's too much. They're 25. Like, if he's unsure, like, she should let him go and she shouldn't wait.
I don't What's think
What's that
she,
Amish thing they do? Like, rum shaker?
Rum springer.
Rum springer. Like, let the man
go
rum
and, like,
spring
do,
away.
Go and, like, do meth
do
and,
thing.
Like,
and honestly, she should let him go.
And
she should do her own thing. And then, if, like, in 6 months, he's like, oh, I want to, like, hang out, she can give him a chance.
I'm a firm believer that if it's supposed to work out, it will. Because there are certain things like timing just doesn't work out. It's very hard to get two unique individuals like personalities on the same wavelength. It's just hard, and that's why relationships are hard.
I also think, girl, you are young, and like you've been fucking, like go and fuck a dude that has fucked a bunch of other chicks, and they can do you. Lay it down. If this is about fucking,
did she
like,
say how if it was good or bad? Did she say
no?
Anything?
I'm sure they have good sex because she's trained him, so I'm sure the sex is exactly what she likes, which is good because that's like when you have a noob, you can just teach them how to work your bod.
It's like some Play-Doh,
and it's really nice.
With some people, how it's like a 10 out of 10 from the very first time, and other people, it's like a 2 out of 10.
Well, there's like a huge learning curve with a lot of people that I've had sex with. There's a for like a long period of time. There's a learning curve. You need to adjust to your person's body.
Yeah, but some people, there's no fucking
I know.
Curve.
Some people, it's just hard and raw.
Like,
No, but I think you should break up with him. I think we agree you should break up with him because if he's also, this is a shitty way for you to feel. You don't deserve to feel this way. You don't deserve to feel inadequate and nervous and worried.
Or the guy you're with doesn't love you.
Yeah, you should be doing your own thing and find another dude that like is obsessed with you and loves you so much.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's a ticking time bomb situation. It's just, it's going
to
end.
All right, I just was trying to provide an option.
I appreciate the threesome option.
Lo said she would fly out and be in the threesome with you. That's what she, I heard that. She just said that. So if you guys want to have a threesome, Lo is down.
Slide into Lo's DM.
I think opening relationships up can really help too. I really do. But I think that like, I really think this dude is more just like curious as to other people, what it's like dating other people outside of sex.
Agreed.
Okay, fair.
Lo, what do you have for us?
I have a question for you, Noah and Jillian Greta. So, this lady's boyfriend and her have been dating for about a year and a half, and at first they were having sex all the time. Now they live together and he works 12-hour days, so the honeymoon phase has worn off. They have sex probably once a week, and it's always planned because he hates to do it if he's not showered. So it's always really predictable, and it's not that exciting. It doesn't bother me that much, but the other issue is that probably half of the time we have sex, she doesn't orgasm, so she's always left to deal with it on her own. Mm. So she's feeling resentful, and she's expressed all of this to him, but nothing has really changed. He just says he's tired all the time. I don't take it personally. How do I get that feminine energy back?
The spontaneity. You got to bring that back. I think
you can't plan. You can't plan sex. This isn't something that Siri pops up and alerts you to.
Yeah. What is this?
This is carnal desires. This is supposed to be raw, rugged, and just that you got to have that connection. If you're saying, "No,
sweetie, I got to shower really quickly. Let me get the loofah and scrub my balls, and then we can." No, you just got to be.
What do you think this is? What do you think the man is thinking here? What do you think that this is?
Without knowing this guy,
problem.
In my experience, like just from knowing my friends and just other men, you're having sex once a week and sometimes not even that. He may be getting it somewhere else, to be honest. And I hate to bring it to that level, but
all of our faces right now are so shocked.
Like, I know, that's what I know. I'm so,
oh my God.
I know. And this is like I might be breaking the bro code right now, but if you and your man aren't
fuck
getting
a bro
it on,
code.
That's what I'm no, listen. Bros, I love you, but like, let's talk to the women for a minute. If your dude is not interested, we inherently, just genetically, it's coded in our DNA. No, it is. We are
you
Genghis
sound
Khan.
Like my dad.
No, but it is. It's every species though is to procreate, to bring it to the science. Just because I've studied the human body and genetics for a long time, I've been doing this for over 9 years now. So mainly. People are genetically, they have this desire to have sex. And if you're not having it with your significant other, there might be a chance that they are having it with someone else because you need it. You need it. It's just in our DNA. So I'm not saying that this is specifically the case, but if, you know, he's saying he works all the time and he's tired and I'm not feeling it, like, how's he having fun?
I think she has got to have a real conversation about the relationship.
Yeah, I think
and be like, what's going on?
There's a much deeper problem than just the
sex. It'd be one thing if you were having sex with your boyfriend once a week, but it was great, and like you were just, and it was like spontaneous, whatever. There wasn't a planned thing. Cool, whatever. Some people just don't have sex that much. But like this sounds like very like there's like deep seated issues. So I would really like have a real conversation with him.
I mean, I think the bigger issue is that she's talking about how she feels and he's not acknowledging that and responding to
that.
Because you can't argue with somebody and how they feel.
Right.
So even if he doesn't feel like he's doing anything wrong, he should still at least address the situation and be like, listen, wow, all right, I got to work on this because I'm making you feel inadequate. I'm not pleasing you how I should. So the fact that he's not doing that and then he immediately goes to an excuse, that's an underlying issue with his character as opposed to just about sex. If that makes sense.
I agree. Something's up here, guys. Something's
fishy.
I smell a problem.
Same.
Yeah, I smell...
Sherlock Lowe is going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I smell some tuna cooking in the kitchen.
But not a vagina.
No.
But not a pussy.
Every vagina is beautiful.
Tuna cooking in the...
I don't know. Tuna whipping up in the kitchen.
That was the weirdest analogy that I've ever heard.
Just you relax, okay?
You literally had every fish
I don't know,
that you could cook.
I'm going to make it through the episode.
There's some Dover sole being fried up
that
in that kitchen.
Specific.
A little mackerel, maybe? Yeah.
I just think, look, I'm not going to shit on planned sex because I actually was reading this article in Modern Love in the Times mm-hmm. about this couple that have been together for a really long time, but they have a fully contractual relationship. So
if
like
they're both down for it though.
Yes. Yes.
That's not here.
Well, I normally get my sex advice from the Times.
I want to hear your, I want to hear what you have to say, but I do want to say that it sounds like he's planning it and she's not.
Right. No, I think that like, planned sex for me is a huge boner killer. Like, I don't want to have fucking planned sex. I don't want to know, oh, it's Tuesday and at 10:30, like, Dane is going to fuck me. Like, I don't, you know, I don't
Dane.
Need that.
Dane.
I don't know. But I think I've for some so people, planned sex, I'm not going to shit on planned sex as a whole.
Dane Cookman.
Yeah, I'm fucking Dane Cook.
Could you imagine fucking Dane Cook right
no,
now?
No, I would actually sooner like.
I love the Modern Love in the New York Times, though.
Me too.
It's one of my favorite things to read.
Me too. But in this Modern Love article.
For that joke, then.
In this modern, I'm not going to humor a conversation about how Dane Cook is kind of hot. So
I think maybe Vicious Circle Dane Cook had a charm to him, but I think now it's just.
I haven't seen him in a
little,
really,
a little sad.
Okay, let's go back to Modern Love in the New York Times.
No, honestly, we can continue talking about Dane Cook if you want.
He's got to be single. He has to be.
No, Dane Cook is actually married, I think. Oh, and he's like, he's low-key around. You can catch him in LA, probably at Laugh Factory or in the city from time to time.
He was like a star.
I mean, his agent now. I'm actually Dane Cook's agent.
Okay, move it. We got to clear this combo out.
I mean... Oh, whatever. Fucking, my only point is
Let's
that if you're out there having consensual planned sex, I applaud you. I'm not going to shit on that because sometimes people need the planned sex to work out their relationship. That being said, it sounds like you're not down for the plan and that sucks. Like sometimes you just want your mans to come home, just rip your clothes off and just, I don't know, eat you out for 2 hours.
She's also not coming,
oh my God,
guys.
The poor, I don't know why I'm grabbing my jaw. I grabbed my jaw. I'm like rubbing my jaw over here. I'm like, wow, that's a lot.
Okay, what's our next question?
A long time.
I mean, not 2 hours. You guys know what I'm saying, though. Maybe however long it takes you, 10 minutes? I don't know.
No, he should be
making an hour and 30 minutes plus 30 minutes.
The moment she said she wasn't orgasming, he should have went down.
Yeah.
Should have went down.
Whatever. Some women have issues with that. As long as the man can help with that.
But he is not helping her.
Exactly.
He's
that's an issue
supportive.
Then. That's an issue then.
Well, it just
but
sounds
I would
like
say
no
that,
spice. So how
I will
can,
say
how
that not every woman has an orgasm every time.
It's time.
I fully agree with you, Jill. That's not what I'm getting at all.
We don't like this guy. It's really what we're getting at here.
I just think you guys, I agree with Jill.
You need to have a combo.
You need to see what's going on because it's not fair to you. He should be wanting to get you off. He should be horny about the concept of getting you off. Yeah. And he should be lucky that he can even have planned sex with you once a week.
But it also sounds like she's trying because she does say that she's mentioned it to him. She brings up how she's feeling about it.
Really is tired, guys.
No.
Well, I'm tired and
never
I can do a lot of things.
Never too tired for that.
I'm just asking.
Never too
You're
tired
never
for
too
that
tired for that.
Raising the question.
No.
Never too tired. If it's unexciting and uninspiring, though, yeah, if you're tired, like, why would you want to do that?
Exactly.
If it was just boring. But
exactly.
If it wasn't, like, again, that's the issue. You got
to
address
girl,
the spice.
Girl, you have to know this
then,
is not you at all. So yeah, don't blame yourself.
Unless it's you.
Don't blame
it's
yourself.
Never
girl.
You.
You
it's
know
never you.
It's never
you, girl.
Listen, I got to stand up for my man,
back.
Too.
Noah,
I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry.
Take it
listen,
back.
Sometimes, listen, guys aren't perfect. Women aren't perfect.
Walk
sometimes we all fuck up.
Back.
Yeah. I know. I'm surrounded by strong women right now. I shouldn't
it's
have
okay.
said that.
Yeah, Noah. We're going to see you at Rumble, and you're not going to want to mess with us. Yeah.
It's fine. Noah's just a really hot guy who's never been a dick to any woman and has beautiful, meaningful tattoos all over his body.
Just don't believe that.
So pride. Listen, pride. If you want to open this up to the hotline, listen, I'm an open book. Listen, I'm not a perfect person. I've been like... in bad places in my life. So I'll definitely talk about everything you want. I'm an open, like I said, open book.
Noah, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 14.
Me too.
Hey, twins.
You guys, I was 18 because that was legal. That's just kidding.
Okay, speaking of losing virginities, actually.
Let's hear it.
Jilly, this segues
perfect. Oh, I got the next question.
Question.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun. I wish we had music before the question.
Guys, we
could start.
Have questions about boning today.
Okay, listen to this. Hi, girls. Love your podcast.
Hi.
Thanks. We like you, too. She's 28. She recently started having sex. She says that she knows she's a late bloomer, but she thinks it's good that she waited until she found someone that she loves.
Yeah, girl. Power to you.
She says she feels like she's not great in bed and she's wondering what positions are best to start experimenting with and if we have any bedroom tips in general.
Okay.
Your hips.
So I would have to say that the number one thing is your confidence. It sounds like you don't feel confident about yourself in the bedroom, mm-hmm. and that's literally the number one thing, because there's out of like any position you can do in any like sort of whatever, as long as you have to feel like you're like loving this and excited and really, really into it, and that you think you're hot yourself in order to like really enjoy sex.
Agree.
Cosign. Agreed. Cosign. Confidence first.
Yeah.
You got to feel the fuck out of yourself while you're fucking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have to. Pretend that you're in a porn. Like, fling your hair back and forth.
Which if, porn, though? I don't know if you've seen the subsections of RedTube. There's some
pretend,
there some
pretend
porn
that
you
you're
pretend
like,
you're
that you like are in what you would imagine a porn to be like, that you are in. Like a porn that you're comfortable in, where you feel safe.
I think that what Julie, I think that
this is a safe space while
I
shit
on your
chest.
I think what Julie means is, but maybe not a porn. Like, think about your greatest fantasy in your mind and like use that instead of like just the fantasy of pornography.
Yeah. True. No, I just meant like, because like it's feel yourself, man. Feel yourself.
Yeah, it really stems to just knowing you're sexy as hell and just owning every gyration of your hips. Like
watch
that.
A Rihanna music video.
Oof. Teyana Taylor, watch her
I think
on the.
Also, you like have to be comfortable with your body and know that like, you know, all boobs look different and all vaginas look different and all dicks look different. And like at a certain age, like at 28 plus, I'm sorry, but like nobody really cares anymore.
Yeah. I think that
like the body consciousness stuff is something that you go through when you first start having sex and you're like really self-conscious. But after a couple of years, when you start to come more into adulthood, like literally nobody you're fucking cares it.
True, but I didn't feel comfortable in my body until like last year. So like,
I know,
you know, some people are different.
As you become more adults, like I don't think that you're getting as much judgment or like feeling of energy from other people as like, oh my God, like I look weird naked.
For sure. But I just mean like, I think she needs to work on the like confidence thing and realize that she's beautiful and that she's hot.
So like, what
you
got to
find your rhythm. Yeah. If you feel inadequate, like going into a sexual encounter, you should go to Rumble.
Come to Rumble. We'll give you abs.
146 West 23rd.
We'll give you confidence.
No, but it is. It's really always about confidence. Everything stems from confidence in your ability to know that you are delivering. And if you feel insecure about anything, even, you know, you could take any position.
I also think that, like, no one, I don't think anyone's bad at sex either. I think it's just like.
That's false.
Oh, yeah, that's false.
I don't know. I don't think so. Because let me tell you something. When you see someone walking down the street, or when you have sex with someone, you know that they're having sex with someone else and they're probably getting married and probably having that same sex. You know what I mean? So, like, I think that there's like sex. There's like. I think that there's different, like, sex people. How do I word this?
I think that some people have natural chemistry.
Yes.
And other people don't have as much chemistry, but they're just great in bed. So then the chemistry is there.
I guess. But I also think that if you think one guy is bad in bed, maybe another girl thinks he's great. You know what I mean? I think it's subjective. I think good and bad in bed is subjective, is pretty much what I'm trying to say.
I've had so much bad sex in my life. It's crazy. And I will say some dudes are just, and it's like some dudes and chicks both ways are just like not good in bed. I see what you're saying about how like you need to like find the person that's like compatible for you to have sex
with. I think it's subjective.
I think it is too, but I also just like, I've had sex with a dude once where he's literally done nothing. And just like laid there.
Yeah, but maybe within someone else he did something. You know what I mean?
No one wants that. No one wants a dude that's just gonna like lay there. Like not even like grabbing my ass or like anything. I was like, what the fuck is this? I'd rather be fucking my dildo.
So what'd you do?
I fucked her dildo.
I kicked him out and I fucked myself. No, but I think I
just was also gonna say like everybody likes something different.
Yeah,
right?
It's all subjective, so. I think. And one time you could be tired with someone else and they would be like, oh, they're bad at sex. And another time you could be not tired. And it's
no,
great.
I totally
like,
agree with that. That it is that it's super, it changes. Everyone's different. Everyone likes a different thing. 100%.
Like, asking questions is really important. Like, how do you want me to do this? Like, do you want me to go faster, slower, harder? So, like,
or
what,
telling them what you want.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Find your own sweat. Like, find your own rhythm.
Yeah,
like,
I think
what
like,
position feels best for you. And then you're going to own that position because it feels good.
I get it. But if she,
that's what us guys like. We like to know you're feeling the. Like, sorry.
Like if she's giving, which is totally fair. Like, you can give and receive. Like, everyone should be an advocate give. Of giving just as much giving. As receiving.
I only am an and advocate of receiving.
I am not at all. And I think that, like, probably part of her nervousness is around, like, her performance as well. And, like, she shouldn't be afraid to ask whoever she's dating or whatever, like, what they like.
Oh, my God, no, not at all. Especially if she's in love with this guy.
Every wiener and vagina is different, and they all like different things, y'all.
I agree with that.
That was my whole point. That was my whole point.
I agree with that. My point wasn't that you... I'm sure that you are actually, like, great and bad and whatever. My point is that we were not even talking about our... the girl that we're answering her question, we got on a tangent. And my only point on a tangent was that you can be bad in bed, but she's not. Yeah, no.
You can be totally bad in bed.
Yeah.
You can be
guys like
subjective.
Guys like it when we know that you're enjoying it. So if you are sitting there and you're actually finding a position that you like, sometimes that doesn't even match with the position the guy likes the most. But if we see that you're just literally in it and squirming and you're feeling it, that
squirming.
Oh, that's a weird. I've never used that word before. I feel like this was an appropriate situation.
Honestly, if there's ever an appropriate situation, squirmy.
But that's what I'm saying. We like to know that you're enjoying it. At least that's me. No. And I like to know that if you like doggy style, or if you like missionary, or whatever it is, if you doggy like reverse style. Cowgirl, you know, whatever, then. If we feed off you, or I feed off you.
Right.
So if you're in there and you're really in it.
It's all energy.
It is, 100%. Got a
lot of energy. You want to know everyone's favorite position. So this will be, these are tips. These are positions you can try with your boyfriend. And I'm sure that they're going to be great, and that he'll love having sex with you in any position he can have sex with you in. So do you want to go first, Lo?
No.
No? Do you want me to go first?
Don't shy now.
You go first.
Shy now, girl.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay. I'll break it back down to giving and receiving, right? So, like, if I'm receiving, or if I'm, like, trying to make myself feel best, I like reverse cowgirl.
Mm-hmm.
And then dudes really like to fuck me from behind.
Yeah.
You got me.
Dudes love to fuck from behind in general.
Yeah, I think.
They like to grab onto my butt.
Yeah. I like having sex doggy. I like it. I know some women that don't like it because it doesn't make them feel good and confident, and I like understand that side of it too. I like having sex doggy. It feels good for me. Again, it depends on the size of the wiener though. Because
a huge wiener
doggy, no fun. It's not fun.
It's like slamming into your cervix.
But you know what I do like a lot? I like laying on my side. Mm. I like having sideways sex. Mm. I like laying on my side.
The guy's behind you.
Yeah, the guy's behind me. And then
like
my...
a little spoon, big spoon situation.
Yeah, like a spoon situation. But then like my own leg.
You guys grab this?
I know exactly.
Like actually like getting in these
Jenga
positions
going on over here.
Right now. She's holding that microphone and actually lying back.
Yeah.
Too much.
But then... but,
real visual.
Well, you want to know why I like that position? Because like I like to like grind my body on their body, and it's like you're grinding at the club.
I feel like you're in a music video.
Yeah, and I can like do my thing.
Are you talking about like scissoring, like a scissor situation?
Like she's talking about a dude, not a lady.
I know, but you can do a.
We can do a scissor. We can do a scissor too.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I don't. I've never liked sitting. You know how like people have sex sitting up, like facing each other,
yeah, like with their like legs, like.
Yeah, I've never like really liked that. Yeah, that's never been my thing. But I think that doing what my favorite,
I like that.
I think it's chill. It's funny. I always laugh because I'm just like looking at the person, and I'm just
laughing.
Because
then you can really like slam your body into. Never mind. Okay,
but I just think that if you're scared of trying doggy, but you want to have like a little appetizer into the position, doing my side hustle. It helps because they're still from behind.
I like the side hustle. I really like that.
That's such a great name.
That is.
But you don't have the leverage.
Can we slang up the Kama Sutra? Can we?
Yeah, the side hustle.
We need an artist to create us some like infographics.
Yeah, we should have a lady
loving sex team. If you're an artist and you love the show, send us the
side hustle.
Send us the side hustle.
What is your favorite position to bone?
I like doggy style.
Yeah.
I just do. I don't know.
Guys like that.
I'm an ass dude. I'm not like, I'm definitely not a breast guy at all. I just like a nice. I know.
You're in a room of tits right now, pal.
Listen, you all are beautiful, but you guys, you have nice behinds as well. So that's me personally. I just like an ass.
You haven't
I like
seen
to,
our behind.
Oh, he has.
You.
He
you
has X-ray
you...
behind vision. He's like, I'm looking at your ass right now.
We find ways, guys.
Yeah, he's
guys,
like, there's a reflection.
There is a reflection.
We don't
there
even
is
try.
A reflection.
We don't even mean to. But
got
no,
it.
I've been looking at your eyes this whole time.
This whole time.
This whole time. Yeah. No, I like dog style. I like grabbing the
Jilly's
hair.
Jilly's up.
I like the smack of the
smacking
ass.
The ass, grabbing the
sorry,
hair.
No,
like,
still
I can't wait for my mom to tune in because she always listens to everything that I.
Great.
That
That's
do.
Great, Jilly.
You guys know that I don't like to talk about
what's
my.
What's your favorite?
I don't
position?
Like to talk about my personal
what's
stuff.
What's your favorite? Hold on.
I'm not
what's
gonna
your
say.
Favorite position?
I'm not gonna say. I like to keep it to myself.
I'm not even asking a sex question. I was gonna say, what is your favorite position to text?
Sitting, actually, let's see. Sitting in my bed with two pillows.
Yes.
And then I'm actually going to do it for you. Listening to a song and
okay.
then, you know, texting.
And then texting. That's your favorite
yeah,
text.
That's my favorite
now, if your phone was a dick, what position would you
You guys
listen?
Know. I got to keep it oh. with, you know, stay true to myself.
Separation of church and state. I get it.
All right.
Fine.
Well, this has been such an exploration with you, Noah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for coming on and just talking to us about being a swaggy ass
I don't
dude.
Know about that.
Sauce.
Noah's the
saucy.
Best.
Saucy.
And we're going to go to
I got
Rumble.
A face made for radio. It's all good.
We're going to go to Rumble and we're going to box. And then.
Noah, wait.
Yes.
Our favorite part of the show.
What?
Every guest gets to shout out a lady that they love and that they admire. And that's why our show is called Lady Lovin'.
Oh. I mean. As a nice Jewish boy, I always shout out my mom, but definitely Olga. Olga, that's my girl.
Oh, Olga.
Bring
shout
it back
what
to
is
her.
Your mom's
Olga.
Name?
Rosalind Neiman.
Okay, well, shout out to Rosalind and
shout
Olga.
Shout out to Rosalind and Olga. Those are
two
my, those
wonderful
are my,
women.
Two women. Beautiful. Well, again, to this was a, we did talk a lot about sex. Know that every woman is good in bed because we're women. So it's just we're just
we can
always
do no wrong.
We can do no wrong. And just love your bod, feel confident, walk just you know walk into that room and just do what you want to do. Lay it down.
Feel
be
the
bossy.
Feel the fuck out.
Ask questions.
Always.
You know.
Ask questions.
And
you can learn something every day.
Oh, to our 25-year-old listener, girl, set yourself free.
Mm-hmm.
Set yourself free, mm-hmm. I think. All right.
Noah, one more question. Yes. Where can our listeners find you? What's your Instagram?
At Noah D, as in dog, Neiman, N-E-I-M-A-N. And you could check out Rumble Boxing on our website, rumble-boxing.com, or our Instagram handle is at rumble_boxing.
Gorgeous.
And amazing.
And yeah, please
sounds
slide in the DMs.
Delightful.
I'll show you pictures of my dog. My actual dog.
I really hope that you were just like, I'll slide in my DMs. I'll show you pictures
show
of my
pictures
dick.
Of my dog all day.
No, I love it.
I'll show you pictures of my dog.
All right. We love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank
send
you
us more questions
yes.
and feel empowered.
Yes.
Please. And
that's
punch,
it.
Punch
that's
some shit,
it.
Ladies.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.